Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, my lovely people. Good morning, good morning. I'm so excited to come to you this morning. It's Pastor Ntabi Singh. I'm here. Let's join. It's a lovely morning. I'm looking so forward to being with you this morning. Let's join. We are live on Facebook. Ntabi Singh Webe is the name. We are also live on Instagram, Singwe Khatla. And on YouTube, Unfiltered with Ntabi Singh Webe. Guys, let's invite our friends. Let's invite people that we think would love to hear this. I see someone's already inboxing me and saying, are we having technical issues or difficulties today? No, we're not. We're just checking the network, and it was just a bit slow, but I've logged on to a quicker network. So I am here. Let's invite our friends, let's invite our sisters, let's invite our brothers, let's invite anyone who wishes to partake of this platform, people who may benefit actually of this discussion. So let's get going. I'm gonna take this off because I just wanna take it off. I don't like it on my ears. I hope my team won't kill me. Pastor, I hope I can take this off. I'm taking it off. Good, guys. Let's log on. Let's share this video. Let's log on, let's share this video. Yes, I see. Sis, you are here. Thank you for tuning in. Kujomiti, you are here. Thank you for tuning in. Right, guys, Monday morning, and I'm going to say beautiful because you know what? I try to let nothing really just get me down. So on this beautiful Monday morning, it's a little bit sunny where I am, but that's sunnier, cloudish. So I don't know how the weather is where you are, but I'm hoping that it's a good day nonetheless. I'm hoping that it's a wonderful morning for you, and I hope that you're not letting it going to let your day be ruined by anything. Actually, I hope you're not going to let your week be ruined by anything. The reason we said this was, when we're coming up with this whole platform of getting this message out, we sat down with my team and they said, you need to do a motivational. And I said, okay. And they said, we're going to call it a Motivational Mondays. And I was like, yeah. And my manager said to me, yeah, we're going to have it at Motivational Monday for the specific reason that you set the tone of your day. You know, you will hardly allow anything to go wrong in your day. So I'm hoping that you will, you know, by this Motivational Monday, you will take the sentiments that we echo here, the thoughts that we put out here, and you will, you know, flow with them into your week. Let them, you know, guide you, if anything. Let them assist you with anything so that you have a rather, you know, blissful week. You know, difficulties are there. Difficulties and challenges are the order of the day in life, you know. There's nothing that you can do. We are bound to encounter trials and tribulations. But if we can just adjust the way that we view them, if we can just adjust the way that we look at those encounters, and I believe that if we do that, really we are on the win streak, you know. Let's get winning in this life thing. This life thing is quite difficult, I tell you. This life thing is not for the weak. So if you are going to allow little challenges to come through, if you allow anything that comes through your week to just ruin your week, then, you know, your whole week is ruined. If you allow anything to come in on a Monday, basically your whole week is ruined. So it's basically the same with this life thing. If you allow anything to come through, that is just going to, you know, set the tone for the entire life that you've got. You go in a streak. So I'm saying that's how we do things, so that, you know, we can turn the tide on mental wellness, so that we can turn the tide on how people deal with difficulties, so that we can turn the tide on how we just that we face, and we start becoming overcomers, and we start becoming conquerors, and we start becoming the kind of believers, the kind of people with the right mindset. I believe with the correct mindset, you can actually do anything. So what's the topic for today? Those of you who do follow on social media, you did see I did post, although it was late, a topic today. We are speaking about joy. Specifically, the title of this interaction this morning, I've decided to title it Maintaining Your Joy Amidst Difficulties. We all endure difficulties. If you've read my book, you know the kind of life that I've had. You know the kind of challenges that I went through. You know, and I'm not suggesting that they are in the past. I'm suggesting what I am putting forward is that if you could overcome those, it has set the tone for my everyday living as to how I deal with the challenges that I get. I'm still going through some challenges naturally, you know, like everyone here is. I don't think there is no one who's going through. So on my, you know, in my mind, I tell myself that if I could overcome those challenges, it only says that indeed I can overcome the ones that I'm presently facing. So hence I say we need to maintain a joyous outlook. We need to maintain a joyous spirit. We need to maintain a joyous mindset. If you know, I'm going to take this time to welcome you, those who have just joined. I'm going to take this time to also welcome you on Instagram live, and just say, you know, hang with me. I'm not sure how this podcast, how long this video cast is. I do my best that you know, our interaction be meaningful. And hey, please chip in wherever you feel comfortable. There is the comment section. Hoy in, say what you want to say. If you feel there's anything to pose a question as well, which I will answer. So this morning I'm joined already by Sis Busi. Much love to you. Butukujo, you know your special place in my heart. Senara, my son, you know, guys, the love. Pastor Clement, you're the man behind all of this. That I get there, I go to the people in this format that I am. So I thank you. And of course, those of you who don't know, Sis Busi, she's right there at the top. That's my manager, that's my PR, that's my Alex. So let's go, guys. Now, this morning, I want us to speak about joy. You know, there's quite a lot of difference in the perception of people. To those people, some people can say, you know, happiness and joy are the same. But I can tell you now, happiness and there's quite a vast difference of what happiness is and what joy really is. Because if you look at it's really joy lives in the heart. The difference between the two, between joy and happiness, really is in the happiness. That's where you are able to tell what you're feeling. Is it joy? What you think is it interrupt that one? So what is the difference really? For me, joy, it's really a constant state of being. You are in a constant state. And happiness, on the other hand, it's a momentary thing. You know, joy is a little weird. Happiness is actually a little, it's a little weird. But when it comes to joy is okay, let me start that one first. Joy is a little weird, and happiness is a big